Page 17. Choosing lighting that works for your vision, submitted by Mike Keithley. This is a slightly shortened version of the article by Dr. Bill Takashita that appeared in Vision Access, Volume 15, Number 4. Without light, there is no vision. Photoreceptor cells on the inside surface of the eye, the retina, convert light into electrical signals that are processed by the brain. When people suffer from eye diseases, such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinitis pigmentosa, and optic nerve disease, the information sent by the eye to the brain is altered. But for most people with low vision, adjustments to lighting can significantly improve vision so one can read, write, and perform detailed tasks. In other situations, the correct lighting can reduce glare and increase comfort. What is light? Light consists of small packets of electromagnetic radiation called photons. Photons travel in wave-like patterns, and the length of these waves determines what type of light is perceived. Page 18. The shorter wavelengths are called ultraviolet and are not visible by the human eye. Successively longer wavelengths comprise the visible spectrum and are seen as blue, green, yellow, orange, and red light. Non-visible infrared radiation is produced by photons traveling at longer wavelengths than visible light. When colors in the visible spectrum are present together in equal measure, white light is produced, such as from light bulbs. There are two main types of visible light: natural light from the sun and artificial lighting from electric light bulbs. Many people with low vision report that they can read small print when outdoors under direct sunlight because the sun's brightness enhances their vision. Using natural light to illuminate your home, office, or school can be extremely helpful, but in areas where there is insufficient natural light, artificial light must be produced by light bulbs. Today, there are many different types of light bulbs, some requiring unique fixtures. Incandescent bulbs have been around forever and are very popular because most table lamps and light sockets accept them on a screw-in base. They generally produce a reddish-white light but use a lot of energy and become very hot. Compact fluorescent bulbs are replacing the incandescent types because they produce more light, use less energy, and do not get hot. They also fit into standard light bulb sockets. Low-voltage halogen bulbs produce a very bright light and render colors accurately, and they are excellent when painting, sewing, and reading. Light-emitting diodes, LED, are also becoming popular for use in table and reading lamps because they use very little energy, last a long time, and do not produce much heat. Why do lights produce different colors? What color bulb is best? Light bulbs produce white light, but will characteristically have a spot in the visible spectrum where more light is generated. Page 19. For example, some bulbs generate a white light with a reddish tint, while others produce a blue-tinted light. The tint of the whitish light can affect how people with low vision see. For example, some people will prefer a reddish-white light similar to an incandescent bulb, while others will prefer a cool fluorescent light with a bluish-white tint. People who have corneal disease, cataracts, vitreous hemorrhages due to diabetic retinopathy and retinopathy are bothered by too much blue light because it causes glare. Low vision optometrists and ophthalmologists will test your color vision, glare sensitivity, and contrast vision, and inspect the tissues of your eye to determine what color light is best for you. In addition to the color of the light, it is very important to know how bright lighting should be to maximize vision. For lighting their living rooms, some people with retinitis pigmentosa and glaucoma may prefer a very bright light, while people with macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy may prefer a dimmer light. Similarly, some people with optic nerve disease can read best when using a bright desk lamp, while others with albinism and aniridia will prefer reading without one. Thus, an eye doctor must determine the correct brightness and color of general and task lighting for your eye condition. Does light damage the photoreceptors, and is blue light bad for people who have RP? For years, researchers have studied the effects of light on the tissues of the retina. In animal studies, it has been shown that ultraviolet and blue light can cause cataracts and damage retinal cells. In the 1980s, it was hypothesized that light accelerates the loss of vision among people with retinitis pigmentosa, a progressive retinal degenerative disease. However, a study has shown that this is not true. Page 20. It put people with RP at ease because many of them were afraid to expose their eyes to light because this would accelerate vision loss. Many avoided going outdoors, kept their lights off at home, and avoided fluorescent light, which traditionally have a bluish tint. Today, many doctors continue to recommend that all people with retinal problems protect their eyes from ultraviolet and blue light. On the other hand, many eye doctors and researchers do not feel that the blue light emitted by fluorescent tubes and bulbs promote blindness. They argue that the intensity of artificial light is minimal. 8 hours of exposure to fluorescent light is equivalent to 1 minute of sunlight. Fortunately, the retina is protected by the cornea, which filters the ultraviolet, and the internal crystalline lens, which filters blue light. Those who have had the crystalline lens removed during cataract surgery lose their natural protection against blue light, and a lens that filters the blue and ultraviolet should be implanted. In addition, low-vision optometrists and ophthalmologists can prescribe glasses that will filter these wavelengths to provide maximal protection. What types of light bulbs are best for people with low vision? There is no one single type of light bulb that is best for all people. Depending on the eye condition, incandescent, halogen, fluorescent, or LED bulbs may be best. Conventional incandescent light bulbs are being replaced with compact fluorescent because they use less energy and last up to 3 times longer. They are available in different colors and brightness and are excellent for providing general lighting in a living room, bedroom, or den. Low-voltage halogen bulbs are gaining popularity because they produce a very bright light and are also available in different colors. These bulbs are great in track lights, fixtures that move on tracks to illuminate work areas in the kitchen or study. Page 21. LED bulbs are excellent in desk lamps because they produce a bright white light without generating too much heat. How do I select a light bulb? When shopping for light bulbs, it is helpful to read the label on the box and choose one that has the brightness, color, and energy consumption that is best for you. Lumens is the term used to describe the brightness of a bulb, and a bulb that has more lumens is brighter than one with fewer. Wattage describes how much electricity the bulb consumes, and for people with RP or glaucoma who keep their lights on all day, it is important to use bulbs that require less energy to run. The color of the bulb is another important feature to consider. The blackbody temperature, borrowed from physics and measured in degrees Kelvin, describes the color of a bulb. A bulb labeled with a temperature of 2700 degrees yields a reddish-white light and is similar to the ordinary incandescent bulb. 3500 is a more neutral yellow-white. 4100 produces a greenish-white color and has a cooler appearance, and bulbs with a temperature of 5000 degrees and above produce a bluer light and are called full spectrum. Although manufacturers report that full spectrum lights replicate sunlight, they do not, and some researchers feel that full spectrum lights can accelerate damage to retinal cells. However, the FDA has not taken full spectrum bulbs off the market, and many people with low vision report they can see better when using them. What recommendations can you give on specific lighting? To maximize your vision, it is helpful to use different types of light fixtures and bulbs for different situations. General lighting provides sufficient illumination to walk safely and locate objects at home or at the office. Accent lighting highlights pictures, paintings, or furniture in a room. Task lighting is used for reading, cooking, or performing specific tasks. Page 22. Here are some basic recommendations. For general lighting and living room, use table and torchier lamps with compact fluorescent bulbs. Often a 27-watt, 3,500-degree unit works well. Position these lamps so that there are very few shadows or dark spots on the floor. If you are remodeling, use recessed lights such as the R40 or low-voltage halogen lights and position them about 5 feet apart. Place the lights on a dimmer switch to customize their brightness. If you're using low-voltage lighting, use Solux MR163 3500 or 4700 degree 50 watt bulbs. If you prefer a bright kitchen, use a 4 foot, 4 bulb fluorescent fixture. Ask your doctor which temperature best suits your vision. Above sinks, counters, and work areas, use track lights with MR16 low voltage bulbs, which can direct a bright beam of light on your work areas. In study rooms, used for reading, use a desk lamp with a fluorescent or LED bulb. Again, ask the doctor which color slash temperature is best for your eyes. Some people find that a fluorescent bulb rated at 3,500 degrees and 22 watts is very helpful, but others may prefer a full-spectrum bulb such as the Verilux or Ott lamps. For reading in a favorite chair, the installation of a track light with low-voltage MR16 bulbs mounted on the ceiling behind you can be very helpful. For closets, a track installation of low-voltage 3,500 to 4,700 degree halogen bulbs can help to identify colors of clothes. For more information on lighting and vision, go to the web at airsla.org and listen to the podcast, What's New in Low Vision, Lighting and Vision.